Hi there, Nancy here. I'm glad you're tuning in for another weekly wellness tip. I've been thinking a lot about supplements, specifically dietary supplements, and never been a really big fan because they're not well controlled by the FDA. Quite often, what the manufacturer says is in it isn't there. They're sometimes contaminated, and they make some claims that aren't necessarily valid. But I think there's probably two vitamins that you might want to consider. One is vitamin C, and taking vitamin C 250 milligrams twice a day is going to boost your vitamin C levels. Now, the body can't absorb a lot of vitamin C at a time, and that's why I recommend the 250 milligrams at a time because there's kind of a maximum dosage there. And studies are showing how important vitamin C is to the immune system. And a recent study actually showed that people with better vitamin C intakes had less muscle loss as they age. You know, vitamin C is one of these nutrients that, when it's exposed to oxygen, is destroyed. And so that orange juice you have in your refrigerator may not have as much vitamin C in it as you think. If you want a really good source of food vitamin C, I recommend a fresh red bell pepper. But just taking a good quality vitamin C supplement twice a day would be a really good kind of a safety net for your vitamin C intake. And then the other thing I think you should consider is a good quality multivitamin mineral supplement. Now, you don't need to go overboard. Don't go for one that has great big mega doses in it. Something that's like a one a day for your age and gender would be just fine. And there was a study done not too long ago where they actually controlled the multivitamin supplement in a trial where they had a control group that took a placebo. And the group that took the multivitamin supplement had improved vitamin C and zinc levels in their blood, and they had fewer illness symptoms, and the symptoms that they did have went away faster. So those are the two things that you might want to consider taking year round, but especially now during the cold and flu season. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you'll be back next week for another nutrition tip with Nancy.